Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today I've chosen a very meaningful video, and it caught me off guard. You know, the first time I watched this video, I cried and I had goosebumps and I was so touched by it. And it's called Philip's Breathless Choir, and you might not guess what it was about, but it's about a man helping a lot of people who has lost the ability to sing and to sing again. It's so amazing. So we could watch it later, and let's take a look at today's sentence right now. When your body is so on the edge of dying or on the edge of pain, it's terrifying, but it comes down to a moment when you have to really think, is this life going to be one you're going to be proud of or not? There's always a way to make life better. When your body is so on the edge of dying or on the edge of pain, it's terrifying. But it comes down to a moment when you have to really think, is this life going to be one you're going to be proud of or not? There's always a way to make life better. 那我们首先来看的第一个字就是 edge。edge 这边 e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 ，e e 就是你要感觉你的嘴巴有往左右拉开的感觉才是念对的。Edge 指的是边缘的意思，像是我们很常说桌子的边缘呢，就是 the edge of the table。那有一些片语呢，像是如果说一个人很 on edge， 指的就是说他很紧张，很如坐针毡一样。就是说，比如说 she never felt so on edge before an interview， 他在面试之前呢，感觉如坐针毡。那如果说一个人很 edgy 呢，有些人可能看 like America's Next Top Model， 他们会说 this is a very edgy outfit。那这个 edgy 呢？并不是指说好像在边缘或是不受欢迎， edgy 其实还有尖端的意思，那它这个就是有点像是走在时尚尖端的感觉这样子 edgy。 那有时候我们也会说 he's on the edge of breaking down， 他在崩溃边缘，就是说他已经快要崩溃了这样。那记得这个发音呢跟 age 不一样， age 指的是年龄的意思，我们会说 what is your age， how old are you， 这个 a 呢是发 a 的音，那边缘呢则是 edgeA 跟 E 的音要好好分清楚。这样来看 pain 指的是痛楚的意思，还是名词，像是我们有时候会说 He was literally in pain when his ex-girlfriend left him， 他前女友跟他分开的时候呢，他真的痛不欲生。那它的形容词呢则是 painful， painful 就是指疼痛的，那它可以用在身体上或者是心理上的都可以。那有时候你可能会听到人家说 Oh, that movie is so painful to watch， 那这个什么意思呢？并不是说那部电影让人看了觉得很痛苦，其实不字面上来说是这样，可是它真正的意思是说呢，那部电影真让人家看不下去，就是哦，真的太难看这样。那 pain 呢，它的 AI 这边是发长音 A 的音，那来教大家几个就是跟它念法很像的 pen 笔 pen， 它这边的中间呢是发微笑嘴型 a 的音，再还有平底锅 pan pan， 这边 a 是发 a 的音 ，pen 跟 pan 要分清楚。那还有 paint 指的是涂料，或者是当动词呢指的是画画的意思。那还有一个 panting。Panting 指的是气喘吁吁的，像是说 He was panting so hard when he ran up the hills， 他跑上这个山丘的时候呢气喘吁吁。那这最后两个如果说是在画画的现在进行式的话是 painting painting， 那如果气喘吁吁的则是 panting painting 跟 panting 要分清楚哦。这样我们来看 terrifyingTerrifying 指的是可怕的，那通常我们会说一个东西很可怕就用 terrifying， 那自己被那个东西吓到呢则是 terrified， 像是说 haunted houses are always terrifying， 鬼屋呢通常都非常可怕，然后你也可以说 I am terrified by the haunted house， 就是我觉得这个鬼屋非常可怕。那如果大家想看影片的话呢，可以去看 Taylor Swift was scared by Alan 8 times 那个影片，我看到前几天有人分享，我真的觉得很好笑。Especially when Taylor Swift is one of my favorite singers. Alright, 那再我们来看 down. Down 呢指的就是向下的意思。那有时候我们也会说 Why are you feeling so down? 你今天怎么好像很低落的感觉？那记得发 down 的时候呢，这个有一个 L 的音 down。哎呀，长得很像的字呢，还有 dawn。Dawn 呢就是指黎明的意思。暮光之城有一本好像就叫做 Breaking Dawn， 有一集就叫 Breaking Dawn。 那还有在这个《世界末日》这个电影里面，这电影很久以前了，可是他们里面有一首歌呢，就是很感人。然后那首歌就是叫做《Leaving on a Jet Plane》，然后它有一句呢，就是说 "But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn"，就是说这个黎明破晓，我就要离开你身边，我就要就是踏上这个太空船，这个 spaceship 这样。那再来呢，还有 "daunt" 这一个字。Daunt 呢，指的是吓倒的意思。那可是我这边想提的是 Dauntless，指的就是无惧的。大家不知道对 Divergent 啊，就是分歧者这个电影有没有印象？就是很多人很喜欢那部电影。那记不记得它里面就是分成把人民分成五大派，就是有 Abnegation 指的就是无私的，还有 Amity 就是指和平派，然后还有 Candor 就是指公正诚实的，还有就是这个 Dauntless 就是无惧的，还有 Erudite 就是指intellectual 很聪明、很博学多闻的这一派，这样子就是五大派。那部电影真的还蛮有趣、蛮好看的。那这三个发音就是 down、dawn、daunt，要分清楚。最后我们来看 moment。moment 呢，指的就是瞬间或片刻的意思。moment 它跟像一些 instant 啊，或者是 second 都还蛮像的，就是说 can you be here at this moment？你现在可以来这边一下吗？那刚刚有一个很像的字呢，是 momentum，momentum 它其实跟 moment 比较无关，然后它指的是气势或者是动力的意思。那还有一个副词呢，则是 momentarily。momentarily 呢，指的就是短暂的，像是有时候你去参加一些活动呢，可能就会有 "We are momentarily encountering some technical difficulties"，就是我们现在短暂的面临一些技术上的问题，请大家稍安勿躁这样子。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. When your body is so on the edge of dying or on the edge of pain, it's terrifying. But it comes down to a moment when you have to really think, is this life going to be one that you're going to be proud of or not? There's always a way to make life better. All right，那这个影片呢，我真的看了，真的觉得非常感动。那我觉得，有一首歌的music video，有一首歌的 MV 呢，大家也可以去看一下。那首歌叫做《I Lived》，是这个 One Republic 唱的。然后我觉得它的歌词也非常有意义，就是指说，虽然你可能身体上或生命中有一些局限，可是 You should still live in the moment，然后去 make the most of your life，right？So before we end today's pronunciation challenge, I have a little announcement to make. And no, it's not about being live again. But we do have a special episode of pronunciation challenge coming up tomorrow. So it's going to be a Sunday and it's going to be like a radio show. And it will be hosted by Daniel and I. So stay tuned to a pronunciation challenge and we will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!